one, two, three. Uh-huh. Then these cross pieces here, and the...
Are they wedged in between them?
Huh? No.
Between them.
But I like one. There ought to be one more up here. That thing goes in.
That's when they're wedged in between. It's like this.
Take three, you see. Like you're that. Right. And right. The other one is out in it.
And the, and the other one goes like, well, I couldn't do it with my fingers,
just
but it
opposite.
Goes the other way. I know what you're talking about. Yes, sir.
Well, I know what I'm talking about, but I didn't draw it.
Well, I'll stick another way in there for you, and I'll explain the way it goes, because that would be hard to draw. And you call that a slat rail fence?
That's right. Slat, no, not rail. Just a slat.
Slat
paling.
Slat paling fence?
P-A-L-I-N-G, I think. That's the way I... And we, you know, no such thing as buying a nigger a garden. Why? Garden. It wasn't cut out a nice pine tree, clear nuts, and rived. When you got those things, you call it riving it. And they'd be it, perhaps sometimes they'd get a half inch, but I think a little bit, not quite that thick, and about 3 to 4 inches wide. And there'd be three cross pieces, and they'd put the opposite, if you
I know what you're talking about.
And no nail at all.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen thousands of them, because they just go to wood, and all day they could make them a garden fence. Instead of buying it.
I don't know whether he knows what rive means.
What rive? You just take a piece of wood, and you know what a furrow is? A piece of metal about this long, with one end of it is turned around to put a handle in. The handle would stand up about a foot and a half high. This thing's sharp, and he'd have a mallet in his hand, in his right hand, hold that thing this way, and he'd drive that mallet down and get the iron far enough, and then he'd yank this, and it split off.
Oh, split the log.
Split the log, making a pit. And sometimes if he didn't want to go, well, he'd pull a little bit, and then ram his thing farther down. That they call it a furrow.
Furrow.
And you'd say, as dull as a furrow.
As dull as a frog?
Yes, sir.
I want to remember that myself.
You had an axe you're trying to cut, but oh, you can't cut with this thing. It's dull as a frog. It was an old
I want to remember that from my own use. Yeah, somebody that. Do you have different names for like different rail fences?
Yeah, I'm using rail fence here.
Yeah, I didn't know what one kind is rail fence.
There was that rail fence, and then if you had horses and mules that would jump high fence rather than cows that could take a medium-sized fence and not jump, you would take an extra rail, and at the corner where the, you know, I showed where the rail fence was, at that corner now you'd stand up a rail, and each of those corners standing up instead of lying lateral. You see, you put a rail right there.
Can you draw it now? I can see what it is.
And then
you put a little addition to the fence.
You'd put a, and then after you'd get them stand up there about 2 feet, you could lay another rail.
Absolutely.
And you wouldn't, you'd have to have at least 6 rails. To get it as high as you could get it with 3, the 2 that was here and the 1
mm-hmm.